The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth, here we are.
We're being here.
Being here. And when you are being here, your life becomes a celebration.
And that's the theme of today's show, Celebrate. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively the Kanes, and we finish each other's sentences.
Sometimes.
We do. That's the basics of what you need to know for this show.
Well, yes. And if you offend yourself with our finishing each other's sentences or our being too upbeat,
celebrate it.
Right. I like that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so let's talk about...
What?
How about listening?
I like that.
Yes, because nobody listens. Everybody, you know, we've been around normal people lately. That would be everybody. And we were out in Montana, and I was sitting in a little restaurant there having dinner with Ariel, and I was watching people across from us at a table, and everybody was talking, but nobody was listening.
And that's not a Montanian thing.
It's a thing thing. People are busy thinking about what's being said rather than hearing it.
How many of you, when Shai said nobody listens,
offended themselves?
No. Well.
And said, well, I listen.
Yes, rebutted it, or went, yeah, that's right, or, oh, no, I'm not sure, or, what do you mean, everybody? Not everybody. I'm listening better, or, that's not listening. That's the automaticity of our minds, which are really a joke, because you can't help that. It just does that thing.
You know people who go to meditation centers to quiet their minds?
Yeah.
Well, they have very busy minds. And the mind is saying, I need to quiet myself. or I need to quiet my mind.
Right.
But it's actually all the mind. To listen, you have to suspend your conversation to let in what the other person is saying. And look, we have a divorce rate in this country of over 50%. I don't know what it is exactly, but I could Google it and find out. I'm not going to do that now. I don't have time because we're on the show. But that's largely because people don't listen to each other. You know, you fall out of love when you're not being with your partner.
Mm.
And you fall into love when you are. It's amazing. I watch Ariel. You know, we've been together 32 years. And we have gotten a little slower. But when she's enthusiastic and excited about her life, it turns me on. If I'm there to see it, if I listen to her, it pulls me into the current moment of my life. Not because I'm trying to get there, but the mere act of true listening, where you're not commenting about whether you agree or disagree, whether you're not trying to prove your agenda, where you're not trying to prove your point of view is better than another's point of view, but actually hear them from their point of view, that's enough to pull you into the current moment of your life. And when you get here, life becomes miraculous. If you're here for it, but you could be complaining that it's not showing up to match your preferences, and you'll never get satisfied, because satisfaction resides in the current moment, not someday when you achieve or acquire something. I know, I've said this before.
Well, you of the show really is all about being here, and we're not opposed to you reaching your goals or acquiring things. However, if you are here, everything will be satisfying, and it won't be dependent on when you reach your goals or when you get that next thing.
And you see, we're not trying to get somewhere on this program. We're not trying to get you somewhere. We, in fact, promise you that we will not try to fix you or change you or make you better, because transformation is not about being better. It's about being. It's about being where you are. And if you get to where you are, life becomes absolutely miraculous. And if you are in resistance to something, it will forever keep you from getting into the current moment of your life. So if you are right that somebody else is wrong, and you have that position, that will keep you from ever discovering satisfaction. So it's a trade-off, you know. If you want to be satisfied, you have to give up being right. You have to give up finding fault and making wrong. And a lot of people are more invested in being right than they are about being alive. So, you know, we'll do our best to trick you into the current moment of your life. And what it'll require is your cooperation, as in working with us, cooperation. And if you do listen to hear what another's saying, not to see if you already know it, or agree with it, or disagree with it, or know better, but to hear what they have to say from their point of view, that's enough. That'll get you into the current moment, and your life will transform. But you have to forgive your parents.
Oh, no.
Because if you're still proving that they did it wrong, you'll get to be right and you won't transform. I'm giving you all the hints today, folks.
Why not? Hey, we have a caller. Let's take him, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Eitan, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Teaneck, New Jersey. Hello.
Awesome.
Ariel. Hello, Shia.
Hi, how are things in Teaneck, New Jersey?
Yes.
There yet?
Everything is, the sun is shining, and I am just trying to celebrate.
trying to celebrate.
And celebrating are two different things, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
trying is effort, and it also includes never getting there.
Right.
It's like right now, wherever you are, if you happen to be seated, try and stand up.
Too late.
If you know, there's a difference. There's standing up, and then there's trying to stand up, and it's all these false starts, and you never make it.
Uh-huh.
I tried.
What can we do for you, Eitan?
Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to share with you an experience that I felt recently. I own a music and entertainment company, and, you know, we provide services for weddings and other private events. And the last few weeks or so were probably the busiest, you know, of the year for us. And in addition, there were lots of various projects that I also added on top of it. And things were really, really extremely busy, you know, and I would be working just basically 7 days a week from morning till evening, till late. And I think during that time there was a sense of when all this is over, I would really be able to sit back and relax and enjoy. And
you know, what you just said sounds a lot like a lot of people's lives. When I reach 65, I'll be able to retire and enjoy my life.
When I go on vacation, I'll be able to enjoy my life.
Yes.
Rather than enjoying what you're up to, whatever it is, as it's happening.
I know you haven't quite gotten to your question, but I'm not...
Or your point.
I'm not sure if you're aware of the depths to which you're complaining that your business is successful.
Right. I'm here thinking, congratulations, you got enough business that you can be working full days, 7 days a week, That's congratulations.
Yes, I think that maybe I got to that conclusion after after this was over. So basically, I had a very strange feeling at the end of that. I was sure that I would really be so happy to relax and enjoy everything, and on the contrary, it was really the opposite happened. I actually felt a little down, a little, even a sense of emptiness. Yes?
Yeah, I love that, Eitan. You just have given everybody who ever listens to this radio show, this episode, an incredible gift. Because if you're looking forward to the future as if when you get this done, you'll feel better, what will happen is you get something done and all you feel is empty. It's more of the same. You've accomplished a lot, and there's a completion in that, and you have an intensification of what you've been up to because you've completed. So if you have a, I'm dissatisfied, and someday it'll be better, you complete it, and you have the intensification of, I'm dissatisfied, someday it'll be better.
Yes, I think that I felt it so strong more than ever before this time.
Well, maybe it's because you're becoming more aware. See, Eitan, you have been taking workshops with us with consistency lately.
Yes.
And that in itself, in those workshops, you train yourself to become more aware of how you're going about your life. And the more awareness you bring to your life, and my definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of how you're operating, how your life is unfolding. And so the more awareness you bring to your life, you start to see things that were, what's the word I want?
Hidden. Obscured.
Not only obscured or hidden, but like water is...
Transparent.
Transparent, exactly. That were transparent because there was so much a part of your life you didn't realize you were doing it.
It's a little bit like cleaning your house and then you suddenly see this space that's disheveled. But if the whole place is disheveled, you don't see it because it's just part of the mess or part of the background. But once all of these other things get cleared away, it's something becomes very, very apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sean and I just got back from vacation. We had a lovely time both in Oregon visiting my family and doing things there. And then in Montana, we went on a little fishing trip. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, a shout out to Mike and his daughter Catherine Joy and Nick, who we met there. These really lovely people that befriended us in a coffee shop.
Missoula, Montana. And boy, it was pretty out there.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things about this fishing trip was the fishing was not. You know, there are times when it's really fast and furious, and then there are times where the fish are all at a convention somewhere under the water, and you don't know where they went.
And they have lockjaw.
There may be millions of of fish in the river,
but you don't see them.
You go hours without a clue that there's a fish there, and we had a couple of those days, and we had the best time because
we weren't there to catch fish. We were there to be there. And if fish were biting, we might catch them. And by the way, I'm going to put in a disclaimer now. I watch Judge Judy, and she tells people,
don't send me emails because I used a bad, word that you don't like.
No need
to send us emails if you're opposed to fishing.
Right. We
get hate mail every once in a while because we fish.
But you see, and anything that people do to suppress other people's enthusiasm, I think, is criminal. So you can do that and claim that you're on the side of fish, but be kind to yourself and see how that feels.
Yeah.
When you're kind to yourself, you don't have to complain about other people's ways of going about life.
But, you know, there were days there where we were out there in the pouring rain.
And it was cold.
And we got so cold I couldn't move my fingers. I had the best time. And then our pickup, the people who were supposed to pick us up, didn't show up. So we ran up and down the hill to get ourselves warm, and we were jumping in mud puddles like you do with a, when you're a kid. I mean, we're already wet, so it didn't matter. I mean, it is a celebration. And now we're back, and we're in the office, and we're working on projects. And some of them are projects that have been a bit confronting because they're creative in nature, and that's a celebration.
We're having fun, you know, as what we're doing is all there is to do, and so we're a yes to what we're doing, and it becomes fun.
Fun. Dare we say fun?
And you know, when you resist what you have to do, when you say, no, I don't want to, or I'd rather be doing something else, you know, I'd rather be, I see these signs saying, I'd rather be fishing, except when they're fishing, if the fish aren't biting, they're miserable there too. So it doesn't matter where you'd rather be, you are where you are, and if you get engaged with what's going on where you are, life becomes magic.
You know what's neat, Eitan, is that most people can relate to wishing that their jobs were more successful, or their businesses were more successful, that their work was more successful. And then you have this fantasy that if I was more successful, I'd be happier. But if you're complaining, then you're going to complain about being busier. I remember we used to have a woman come to our courses in New York City who played in orchestra for Broadway shows, and she used to always joke the best way to get a musician to complain was to give him a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that before.
And here you are, you're complaining that you had several weeks of being able to do
nonstop
work. And that really has to help your bottom line for the year, and so that you can take vacation. I mean, aren't you going soon off to Israel?
Yes, I am going. In fact, we are doing an event there also next week. This is also, but there is something, I think my view of relaxing or going on vacation has been changed recently. I'm looking at it in a different way now.
How are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it as, before it was, I can't wait till I get there.
Uh-huh.
And now it's, when I get there, I'll get there. So
that's
a big
great
difference for me.
That's great. Congratulations. You know, so many people think that when they get somewhere, then life will begin. Well, you know something? We are just about to get to a break. Can you come back after the break and be with us then?
Yes.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right. So we'll be back with Eitan and hopefully with you. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Before we reconnect with Eitan, just want to let you know that next week, July 4th through 6th, we will be in Cambridge, England, doing the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment seminar.
Yes, we're going to be in jolly old England.
So for those of you Brits who are listening, we're going to be in Cambridge doing the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment.
I don't think they know what that is in
it's
England.
It's wicked. Fun. Brilliant. Of course they do. That's why they're coming. You're invited. If you want to know more, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You with us, Eitan?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. You know, it was very interesting before we left for the break, and I said, aren't you going to Israel? And you said, yes, and I'm doing a gig there. It was such a complaint that you had to work while you were there. I'd get interested. You know, it's very neat because we've internalized attitudes.
So look, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures. And each one of us human beings are born into or were born into an ongoing culture, a way of relating to life. And if the culture you were born into, Eitan, was one that included complaining, and yours was, because you were born in Israel and people there do complain.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Then complaining is going to be so much a fabric of your life, it will be transparent. You won't see it because it's everywhere, you see?
Yes.
And
yes.
So you have absorbed this
overtone.
This cultural complaint about life. And you don't even realize that you absorb it because it's like the language. You absorb language, you absorb complaints. Now, bringing awareness is not then finding fault for what you see. It's just noticing, huh, look at this. I'm complaining again. Interesting. And move on with your life. Not make yourself wrong for it. Because, see, making yourself wrong for it is a form of change, not transformation. Change is about differences. Transformation is about the way things are.
And anything you don't like or resist or try to change, you keep around. That's the first principle. What you resist persists, grow stronger, dominate your life. Secondly, you can only be the way you are. Each of us are enculturated.
In the current moment, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment. So,
and then the third
if you discover something,
yes,
or see something like you're complaining,
mm-hmm,
You could only have been that way, so don't beat on yourself or just see it, which is the third principle.
Correct. If you don't judge it, if you simply see it, it dissolves.
That's right. It's so simple.
And by the way, you can have fun
and
with
don't
the process.
Send us emails about it being too simple either.
Uh-huh.
We once got a hate mail saying that we were being irresponsible because everybody knows that to become transformed, you need years of therapy and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were being irresponsible, saying it was easy. Only if you're trying to prove that life is difficult will you be right that life is difficult. If you're open to discovering the magic of each moment, then suddenly there's this possibility to celebrate your life.
Yes, that's very cool.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling today. You've been a true gift.
You are a true gift.
Yes.
So carry on.
I will.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, thanks. We do have another caller. We have, let's see, we have Sandy on the line. You with us, Sandy?
Hi. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm really awesome. I'm calling from Hayward, California, and it's a brisk morning. And
brisk
it's nice
morning.
To wake up with both of you.
Well, thank you. Waking up with the change.
Well, you wake up late if you're waking up with us.
Well, it's 3 hours earlier here.
I know, but it's noon here.
That's true.
So,
do you have a question for us or something you want to talk about?
What can we do for you?
Yeah, well, I was thinking while I was listening just now to the show that celebrating used to be in my mind like something I set aside for a special day.
Right.
Like a birthday or Father's Day or Christmas. And
Yes. And
it's so, in my mind, it's still that way sometimes where I kind of save it. You know, I noticed it recently where I was saving my celebrating for some reason.
Yeah, but if you could do that way, take a look then. I have a feeling that there is something that accompanies that strategy, and a lot of people have that. You know, you gear up for Christmas or you gear up for Hanukkah or a birthday, or people are getting ready for their 4th of July celebrations here in the States. That what Eitan was talking about, where he thought it'll be better when he got to relax, that often when you gear up for something, an event like that, then as the event is over, you feel empty. It's like,
yeah.
It's...
Well, you know, it's like frequently I'm in a supermarket here and I'm checking out and the person says, how are you, by rote, and I say, fine, and how are you? And they say, well, I'll be better tomorrow because it's Saturday and I get the weekend off.
Or in 35 minutes I'm out of here and then it'll be good.
Yeah.
See, if it's not good right now, you'll bring that good with you to the next moment of your life, even the times you're celebrating.
Right. Yeah, I see that. I recently spent some time with my dad for Father's Day, a celebrating day in our family.
Yes.
And I remember, like, we were sitting there. My dad has dementia with Lewy bodies, so he's communicating differently. And
dementia,
we were sitting there together, and I thought to myself,
Sandy?
Yes?
Dementia with something
that
we didn't catch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Could you explain what you were saying? Because otherwise I won't be listening to you.
Right, yeah, we're trying to figure out what you said. So you said your father
has dementia with Lewy bodies.
What is
which
that?
That's a dementia that's part Parkinson's.
Right.
And part Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
And so when you say he's communicating differently, what do you mean?
So he's not very verbal anymore, and
okay.
He uses his actions more, where he'll reach out and and touch us or hug us or bring us close.
That's sweet.
Where before, he was very verbal. He talked a lot, and he was...
Hey, Sandy?
Yes?
Can I suggest that you slow down a little bit?
Sure.
Because we keep saying things to you, and you're so far out ahead of yourself that you're missing them.
Now, it may be that you're on a cell phone, and sometimes when you're speaking, you don't get the sound back. That's possible. But
well, I am on a cell phone, but I'll slow down a little bit. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure good. You're going somewhere because you mentioned this dementia, and it like you're getting on to what you want, the point, rather than making sure
that we heard
and understood what you were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he communicates differently now,
yes.
And without words many times. And while we were sitting there, and his birthday was also the same day as Father's Day, and we started singing Happy Birthday to him, and I could tell that I was, you know, I'm so sad that my dad isn't who he used to be, and you know, he's not engaging in everything that's happening, and he's not part of it, and he's a prisoner. And those were the thoughts that were in my mind. And as we started singing Happy Birthday, he started singing the song. My father hasn't really spoken sentences in a long time. And he started singing the song, and when it got to, you know, Happy Birthday, dear, and my dad said, Daddy, and I thought, I don't know, I just felt like, you know, he's just fine. You know, he's just okay. And that was his way of celebrating with us. Like, I guess I was just so caught up in, like, this sadness that I have when I'm around him sometimes, thinking that he's not happy.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm.
Who else was there?
All of my siblings.
Are they sad?
Yes, they're very sad.
So maybe it's not your father who's sad, because he just is in this condition. He is probably not having a conversation with himself whether or not he likes it.
But
was that a laugh I heard?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I love it. You've given other people such clues, Sandy. I bless you. If you're comparing this to some other fantasy of how it was once, you'll never celebrate. It won't be fun.
Life is this constant unfolding of moments of now. If you're here for them, it is a magnificent experience. If you're resisting it or complaining or comparing to something in the past or some future that you are fantasizing, then it'll never be the possibility that it is.
Comparison is really a celebration killer.
Okay.
You know, when you try and have it be the way it was once.
Yes.
I had the most wonderful moment with my dad when we were out there. We were out for Father's Day, and he's 87, and he's a bit less active, and he also has some short-term memory loss, and out of respect to my mom's wishes, I have not been speaking about it a lot, you know, publicly, because she is rather private about some things. But one of the things that was really fun for me to be with him is I coaxed him out to go for a walk with me. And we don't have a whole lot to talk about. We get together once. He sat down with me not too long ago, one of my recent visits. He goes, so, what do we talk about now? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? He's like, I don't know. It was like, we don't have a lot to talk about. So being together is kind of fun. So I coaxed him out to take this walk. And as we got out there, the sky to our right turned black. And we walked down onto this trail, which is a whole long, it's the Sweetwater Trail. It used to be a railroad track, and they turned it into a place where you can walk. And we turned toward the dark and thunder. Really, we looked at each other, eyes wide like, oh, my God, it's going to rain. And so we were like, maybe we should go the other way. So we walked a little bit one way, we walked a little bit the other way, and then we're like, okay, we better go back now. And we got back just as the rain started pelting the windshield, and we got in the car, and then we headed home. And but that moment of recognition when the thunder struck, and the lightning struck, and the thunder went, and we realized we were probably ill-advised to walk far, it was such a delightful communion. But if I compare it to times I had with him
growing
verbally,
up.
It's, yeah, growing up, it's like all I'll do is ruin the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have to tell you, we look like two people from a horror movie. You know, like, oh, my God, it's dark over there. It was pretty funny. I have a feeling
you're
a little serious altogether, dear Sandy. You seem much less animated than the person we know and love.
Yeah, I feel that. I do. Yeah.
And you know what's going on with your dad and your concerns about his dementia is more that you don't like it rather than he doesn't like it. It's more about you. It's more about the child in us that thinks our parents should be taking care of us and less about them.
That is so spot on. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's like, where's my
daddy? I feel really angry about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have children that are in their 40s, and they still think of me as daddy rather than as another person. But most of us think of our parents as the ones that are supposed to take care of us. Odd, isn't
right.
it?
Did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking?
I must apologize. For some reason, I don't have the greatest connection, and I'm kind of struggling around here trying to hear in different spots, and it keeps cutting out. I really apologize for that.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, you can apologize for it.
Or you can have fun with it.
That's right.
Okay, I'll have more fun with it. I'd rather that.
I love how she says more fun. That's kind of like trying to celebrate.
I will have in the future
more
fun rather than, I'm having
fun. Oh, yeah, this is fun.
Oh, goodness, yes.
You know, you don't celebrate if you're complaining that the circumstances of your life are not ideal.
And I guarantee you, Sandy, that you've been around people, because most of the planet is complaining, who have been complaining that things are not working the way they prefer.
Look, yeah, I have.
You have, good.
See, you're thinking a lot. You're lost in a thought loop these days. I'm certain of it.
I am.
Yeah, and as we're talking now, you're coming more and more into the current moment. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Good. That was almost in real time just then. Hey, you know what we got to do? We got to take a break right now.
Can you come back with us after the break?
I can come back.
Awesome.
Excellent. You heard that. Very good.
All right. We'll be back, everyone. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. I have a little bit of an announcement.
Okay, I'm ready.
We have a creativity and intuition workshop. It's actually a play shop happening in New York City on August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Two of my children's birthdays.
Yeah, the first and the third.
Excellent.
What a way to celebrate.
That's right.
Awesome. You're invited.
Yeah.
Come join us.
We have people coming in from Europe and all over the world, so why not? It isn't that far to New York City.
No.
In fact, planes fly there. They have three airports.
You with us, Sandy?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Excellente.
Are you coming to that class, Sandy?
I am.
Excellent.
Good. Because you can really use a re-dip.
Yeah, you know, it's so easy to get lost in the weirdness of the world around us. People are worrying about the future. We get sucked into that worry. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is watch the news. That'll do it.
You know, the other thing, we were chatting with you a little bit on the break, and you were talking about that you are currently dealing with some of your parent aging issues and making decisions. And if you hold them as issues rather than a celebration of the end of life, you're going to hold your aging as an issue too.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I love that as a celebration of life. Yeah.
I mean, it really is, of course. Obviously, when people get ill and they're uncomfortable, and you wish it wouldn't have to be so, but even at the beginning of the show, when Shia said, we've been together for 32 years, and we're a little slower now, if I tried to be the 24-year-old I was when we first got together, I mean, yes, my body was younger. I was cute.
Still cute.
I'm still cute. I'm cute as a 56-year-old's way, not as a 24-year-old's way. And I'm not trying to recapture being 24. There were other things that went with that age, the confusion of where I was going in my life and what I was doing, all the things that I have not had not yet accomplished. So I'm not trying to be something I'm not. If you're where you are, it's a celebration. If you're comparing to what you were once or where you think you'll get to in the future, life becomes very pale.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd rather be bright than pale. Oh, see, yeah.
But you see, that you'd rather be is this preferential thing.
And it'll keep you pale.
Yeah, I heard it when I said it.
Good.
Yay!
That's like, a start.
Yeah. I did. I heard it when I said it, and I thought, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, our preferences, those are sneaky suckers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now that we've got you here, yeah, we're going to say goodbye and take our next caller.
All right. Well, goodbye and thank you.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome
for being with us today.
All right.
Bye. Lynette, where are you calling from?
Hi. Hey, I'm calling in from Switzerland.
Excellent.
Yes. On a beautiful evening. So cool. We have the morning, the noon, and the evenings there.
That's
so
right.
Cool.
It's all on the show.
Yes.
So how are you this evening?
I'm perfect. Thank you.
Excellent.
I love that.
So you've been listening to the show?
Yes, I heard the whole show, and it's so funny as we're talking about aging. I had this conversation with a colleague of mine at work. She was like, we talked, and she asked me, how old are you? And I was like, yeah, guess. And she's like, yeah, I'm not that good in guessing the age. I was like, oh, don't worry if you get too high or too low. I don't care. It's just, I'm just curious. So she is like, I'm 27 at the moment. She's guessing like 24, 25. And then, so funny, first I was like, oh no, I'm not that young anymore. And the second guess was like, oh, wait a minute. Until when I'm getting older now, I should be pleased when someone gets me younger than I am. So funny, this one with the age. So, yeah.
Did you call in with a question or something you wanted to talk about?
I have one question. I experienced that when I sometimes are with people, when I come back, sometimes I really feel good and alive and good. And sometimes I feel really tired and down. And sometimes I have, I don't get out of this. Like how do I come out of this faster?
Well, my feeling is if you've been with people and you come back and you're feeling down, you resisted something in the interaction with them.
Right. You said no to how they were, or you disagreed with what they believed to be true, something like that. You resisted them in some way.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's something we were chatting with Sandy on the break. Also, you know, if you're around somebody who's sad and upset, and you think that you need to change that or impact it, or you resist it, you don't like it, then what you resist, you turn into.
Yes.
I always think of it like silly putty. I don't know if you have that in
Switzerland,
but when I was a kid, you used to get like a little egg, a plastic egg, and you'd open it up and it had this kind of gooey stuff in there they called silly putty, and you could stretch it. And one of the things we loved to do when I was a kid was you'd make it kind of flat, and then you put it on the Sunday funny papers, because the funny papers were the only thing at that time printed in color.
Those are cartoons.
And then you peel it off, and it would lift the color off the newsprint, so you'd have whatever the cartoon was in reverse. And I thought, I was just, for some reason, as a young person, I thought that was just like the coolest thing. And it's a little bit like silly putty. You resist something or about somebody, and it's like you've pressed up against it. When you come home, you look in the mirror, then you may be the reverse, but the mirror reverses it again, and you're looking at what you just resisted.
Yeah, and it's so funny when you, like, said this. sometimes it's also that I feel like that I see that I'm really competitive, that I see something, someone has it, and I have the clue, I have the feeling I don't have it, and then, yeah, that brings it out as well.
Well, look, we're all competitive. People yes. are competitive. Now, that's
how you got here.
Yeah, that's how you survived, via competition.
Yeah.
So if your parents weren't successful competitors, you wouldn't be here.
Well, you wouldn't even be here if the particular you, wouldn't be here if that particular sperm and egg hadn't met. And if you think of how many eggs your mom dropped and how many sperms your dad released and how many children they had, you were really the end product of a lot of competition.
Yes. So true.
So you're already a winner before you even start.
Right.
So cool. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being competitive, but if you have a value system that you were raised in that says being competitive is bad, well, then what's everybody watching the World Cup for?
Yeah, and I start to like it. Yeah. Cool.
You know, 24 million people watched the World Cup here in the United States this weekend. That's amazing.
Yeah, and to...
And I'm sure that
millions all
over the planet watched it. That's all about competition, where you choose a side and root for them to win.
And it's all arbitrary. It's like, oh, that's my team because they're Americans. Or the Germans and the Americans are playing on Thursday.
And tonight, Switzerland is playing.
See?
We didn't know that.
Because we're not Swiss.
That's right.
Yeah, cool.
And who are the Swiss playing?
Who's against?
Against?
I think it's Honduras, but I'm not sure because...
That's okay.
Yeah. I love how you say it's not even playing, it's who are they
against. And you only are interested because it's your country, and you were born into that culture, which is competitive. There's nothing wrong with being competitive. If you let yourself be competitive when you're competitive, you're not even being competitive anymore. You're just playing.
Cool.
You know, when you think you have to do your life right rather than simply live it, it's hard to celebrate. So if you think you shouldn't be competitive, then you're going to be hard on yourself whenever you...
See that competitive nature show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be hard on yourself. You can really enjoy this moment.
Because your enthusiasm and delight at being alive is infectious. So when you were laughing just a moment ago, it was infectious.
Cool. It's so lovely here. I'm sitting like on this balcony of a friend of mine. You know her, Andrea's balcony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like we have this sun here. I have like flowers. I even have a fig. Fig, like this fruit to eat.
Figs. Wow.
Figs.
Yeah. She even has a fig plant. And there are already two little ones that are growing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It's,
excellent.
It's cool.
Thank you for the picture.
Yes.
I saw them. It reminded me of the time that Ariel and I were in Eleuthera, which is an island off of in the Bahamas, in the northern Bahamas. And, and the little house that we stayed at had a fig tree. And it had... And so we were picking figs and eating them there.
Mmm.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to wait till these ones grow a little more, though.
Those here, they have to grow a little bit more, but yeah, they will.
You'll visit Andrea again in a few weeks when the figs are ripe.
Yes. I just wanted to say, like, perhaps I wish she invites me again when they are ready to eat.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Are you joining us in Cambridge?
Yes, I am.
Oh excellent. Then we get to see you soon. It's
a little
bit more than a week away.
Yeah, it's so near. It's
we'll
cool. And that's
fun.
Why I already
yes.
to England on Monday.
Yes.
So, really cool.
Excellent.
We'll have fun as the accessway to enlightenment, even.
Yeah.
Speaking of
yes.
fun, this show for us has been fun. And I really recommend you share it with your friends. We've been hearing from people recently on Monday nights that they've been sharing the radio show either on Facebook,
Twitter,
telling their friends about it, and that as their friends are listening, it's like they get back to them and go, wow, that really worked. I feel really centered. And the same way being sad is communicable, so is transformation. It's a communicable ease.
Not disease.
So I really, you know, pick your favorites. Click them out. Share them with your friends.
Hey, Renat, thank you so much for being with us.
We look forward to seeing you in just a little over a week. Yippee.
Thank you.
I have to go now because the show has reached its concluding moments.
So, but we'll be back next week. And next week's show, oh, I didn't write it down, but it's something good. So, I know what it is. It's demystifying the mystery of creativity and intuition.
All right.
It'll be good.
Okay.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.